going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Plants, not a VIP? Sign up for free at any one of Meadows Farm's 16 locations or at meadowsfarms.com. Hurry and plant a little happiness for less. From the Crop Medcalf, 5-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny Nats baseball tonight. They play at 6:45. They're looking for a sixth straight win, seven out of their last eight. They've got the San Francisco Giants in town to start a series, and they got their ace, Mackenzie Gore, on the hill. And there's another debut tonight for the Nationals we'll tell you about in a moment as well. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murrah. They will take care of all your important paperwork, last will and testament, living trust, medical power of attorney, whatever it is that you need for your family. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you for a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Rude Guest Hotline right now, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find our buddy Mark Zuckerman of massandsports.com. And Zuck, we'll get to Robert Hassel's debut yesterday. That's old news, though. First ever Nat with two hits and a stolen base in his first ever game, because another AAA outfielder is being called up, and this is even a higher level, higher ceiling prospect for the team, perhaps, in Dalen Lyle to make his debut tonight. What do you make of the decision to call him up after just 18 AAA games?
Yeah, that's the thing, Grant. I mean, as you said, he was just moved up from AA to AAA a few weeks ago, and here he is. But look at what he did at AAA across the board. Huge numbers for him, even better than he was posting at the lower levels of the minors. And you know this, they have liked Dalen Lyle for a long time. Second-round pick in 2011. And while he may not have the physical, you know, gifts and look of imposing that that James Wood has, he does everything really well, and he plays the game hard. I think that's why you've heard people both within the team and outside the organization have talked him up for a long time. And he had some injuries the last couple of years that slowed him down, but he's healthy now. He's still only 22, but he's going to get his shot. Now, is it long term or not? I guess that's up to how he plays. But he's in there tonight in right field along with Hassel and Wood. And it's pretty crazy to think that they now have, you know, even with Dylan Cruz on the IL and even with Jacob Young, who's still pretty young, on the IL, they've got three legit prospects in their starting outfield right now. That's a pretty exciting thing to consider.
Yeah, so this is one of those good problem to have situations. It's just, you know, bad luck that all your, you know, sort of top chips are in the outfield here. But what if everybody's healthy? And what if everybody's playing well and looks like a big leaguer? How does that outfield shake out? What do they do?
They will figure that out when they get to it, and they hope they have that problem, Danny. You know, I think they do feel that way. I think the interesting question will be, and, you know, it's going to be a few weeks at least, and maybe longer. We don't know for sure how long Cruz and Younger could be out. But let's say everybody's back and they're healthy, and say that Lyle and Hassel performed well enough to stay up here. Well, you've got the DH spot that they're not getting a lot out of. God bless Josh Bell. Everybody loves him, but he's just not performing. You can use that now to your advantage and maybe play four outfielders with three spots in a DH. And maybe James Wood DHs some. And you can use all of them as a chance to spread the at-bats around. So I would guess that's the number one, you know, option of what they could do. But it requires everyone to be healthy, first of all, and everyone to be productive. It's possible that either Hassel or Lyle just doesn't quite look ready yet, so they send them back down in a few weeks. That's fine. Nothing wrong. Doesn't mean they aren't going to be back here eventually. But I would, if there are enough who look like they're ready and everybody's healthy, I would look for that DH spot as a potential way to keep more than three guys in the lineup.
I think that makes a lot of sense because these guys give you so much in terms of speed as well. I mean, they're athletes, right? James Wood steals bases. Dylan Cruz was leading all rookies in steals. Hassel stole a bag last night. Lyle's the fastest of all the guys that we just named. He can run. He's got nine steals at AAA. So there's some, you know, extra bonus to having all those guys in the lineup if one's DHing, even if it's not traditional power necessarily. But your thoughts on this? You know, a lot of people just point to, well, James Wood is DH'd a bunch as it is, and they pull him out as a, you know, for defensive replacements, which I hate when they do both of those things regularly anyway, because I think it sends the wrong message, and it's made people very comfortable with the idea that you could just DH him, which I think is, one, overrating any issues he's going to have defensively, and two, not what you should be doing with your 22-year-old superstar. But I want to kind of pose that to you. When people say DH Wood, I go, absolutely not. My idea would be, if you want to do that once a week to get him off his feet because he's going to play 160 games or something, cool, no problem. The same way you should do that with Cruz after he comes back, or if you want to do that with Hassel or whatever, that's fine. But the idea that James Wood should be DHing semi-regularly or even pulled late in games for like Alex Call, who's not really any better defensively, in my opinion, anyway, that annoys me. Tag, you're it.
Yeah, I'll just repeat everything you just said. I agree with you. It's perfectly fine to do it on occasion, but to have him be like the primary backup DH, I guess if you want to call it that, or you know, the guy who is always going to be the choice for that when everyone else you know, is out there instead, I don't love that. Maybe that's where he ends up later in his career, but it's way too soon to be pigeonholing him like that. Yes, he looks the least comfortable of them all in the outfield, but this is somebody who came here with a reputation for being a good defensive outfielder, somebody who could even play center field in the big leagues. Now, I'll admit what we've seen so far doesn't really mesh with that for whatever reason, but give him some time to get more comfortable, understand that he's still so young, that he is a good athlete, obviously, and I think with experience he's going to get more comfortable, and also understand that while it may look at times to us like he doesn't move well around out there, I think that's just the way he moves in general. He's so big, and he's so, I'll use the word casual, just in the way he moves his body, that I think we forget the fact that he is actually running fast and that he does cover ground and that he does have athletic skill. So I hope, I agree, I hope if he DHs at all, make it sporadic or no more so than anybody else. And unless you are in a real pennant race and you're down to the wire and there's a must-win game, don't pull him for defense in the eighth or ninth inning. I think that also hurts you in the long run.
Mark Zuckerman, Masson Sports, with us here on G&D. So let's talk about Hassel last night. That was a lot of fun. Just got that first base hit out of the way. One pitch, one hit. Very good ratio. Maybe something like that will continue. It'll be the greatest career ever. But it looked so easy for him last night in the makeup. He's calm, cool, collected after a long, winding road. Just what did you see and what's the prognosis?
He looked like the guy that I've kind of always heard him to be and what I've seen in spring training the last couple of years, where he's been great, by the way. I think the question with him just has always been health. He unfortunately dealt with some injuries, mostly to his wrist and hand, and had a tendency to get off to some slow starts in the season before turning it on later. And so the minor league numbers didn't wow you a lot. But the guy's always been able to hit. He runs the bases well. He plays good outfield. And while, yes, Abrams and Wood and Gore and Susana deservedly get a lot of attention, Hassel was a legit big-time prospect at the time of the Soto trade, and in some ways was even considered higher than those guys, maybe because they're a little closer to big-league level. So don't forget about him. I mean, he absolutely can be a big part of this. He's not going to be a big power hitter. He's more gap-to-gap, but he's got a good natural stroke to the opposite field. As I said, he runs the base as well, plays good outfield, and he looked perfectly comfortable last night out there. We'll see again in game two, but I think he's ready for this. I think he's fine. And it just boils down to how much does he perform at this level.
Mark, we probably only have a minute here. I wish we had more time, but Cavalli for Trevor Williams, maybe Brady House at third. Like, what could be next? I jokingly today was thinking about Brady House in Rochester's like the old Narcos meme where the guy's all by himself now looking around. But what could be next if they wanted to continue kind of the shots in the arm here from the system?
I think House is probably next. Maybe sometime in June, you know, July 1st at the latest, provided he keeps hitting. I think that's a natural move to make. Cavalli, let's see. It's been weird to see. He's officially healthy. He's pitching every fifth day in the minor leagues. He's been pretty good so far. But Trevor Williams, as unproductive, as bad as the numbers have looked, you guys know how this works. He's got a two-year contract here, and he's viewed within the clubhouse as the leader of the pitching staff. Now, maybe eventually you move him to the bullpen, but I don't see an urgency to do that yet. So maybe eventually it comes to that. But for now, I think Cavalli stays at AAA and Williams stays in the rotation.
I'm coming over to Nats Park with the boys in just a few. We'll be waddling down Half Street. I'll meet you at the ice cream machine, buddy.
See you there. Absolutely.
See you, man. Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. Always excellent with us. Check him out and see his work there. Let's get you the leadoff ahead of Nats Baseball, brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Danny Hutier, it is Dalen Lyle night as the Nats look for a sixth straight win.
Opposite Landon Roop, don't you dare call him Ralph. McKenzie Gore on the bump, leading off, playing shortstop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Abrams batting second in left field. That's James Wood. He's playing first. He's batting third. Nathaniel Low. Batting fourth, doing the catching. Cabo Ruiz hitting fifth, playing second base. Luis Garcia Jr. Batting sixth, your DH. That's Josh Bell. Back at center field for the second straight night, Robert Hassel the third. Batting eighth at third base, Jose Tana. And batting ninth in right field, welcome to the show, Dalen Lyle.
22-year-old outfielder. First ever game with the Nats. Kind of fun back-to-back nights.
It's neat, man. I like that. I like stuff like that.
Hassel, 23 years old, family in the crowd last night. First pitch, base hit, multiple hits, multiple runs, stolen base. Lyle does that. We got a story.
Yeah, you saw the whole skill set on display last night for Hassel, right? Everything from hitting, base running, good, smooth defense. You hope for similar opportunities for Lyle where you can just sort of squint and dream about what might be.
You and I will not be here on Monday.
That's right.
Holiday.
That's right.
We are off. We'll be back later into the week, though. I'm going to be spending a little time at the beach next week.
Well earned, my friend.
And don't worry, I'm not going to go to where actually the sand and the water are. I'm just going to be in a beach town, but I'm not going to be where the water is.
Put your toes in the sand.
No.
Nice. It feels so good.
I'm going to hang out in the house and maybe carry stuff to and from the beach for my wife.
And then go sit back in the house.
Absolutely. Thanks to Linnell, Toby, Ryan. We're Grant and Danny saying so long. We will catch you on Tuesday.
Ladies.
Down. But I'm not going to be where the water is.
Put your toes in the sand.
No.
Nice. It feels so good.
I'm going to hang out in the house and maybe carry.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.